Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka next week to attend 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok and hold bilateral talks with top leadership in Colombo. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India closely tracking treatment of minorities in Pakistan and raising the issue of at international level. Rajya Sabha witnesses uproar over Samajwadi Party MP's alleged remarks against 16th century Rajput king Rana Sanga. Several people feared dead as two massive earthquakes hit Myanmar. Strong tremors felt in Bangkok. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calls general elections for 3rd of May. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic scripts history at Miami Open by becoming the oldest player to reach ATP Masters 1000 semi-final. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka from the 3rd of next month. On the first leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will travel to Bangkok on a two-day visit to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC, Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation Summit, being hosted by Thailand. Our correspondent reports the theme of the summits is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open.
Mr. Modi's visit follows the invitation of the Prime Minister of Thailand, Prayutthan Shinawatra. This will be his third visit to Thailand. During the meeting, the BIMSTEC leaders are expected to discuss various institution and capacity building measures to augment collaboration within the BIMSTEC framework. Following this visit, Mr. Modi will travel to Sri Lanka on a three-day state visit from the 4th of next month at the invitation of the President of Sri Lanka, Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with President Dissanayake to review progress on the areas of cooperation agreed upon previously during the Sri Lankan president's state visit to India. With Priya Mondal, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that India closely follows and tracks the treatment of minorities in Pakistan and takes up the matter at the international level. Responding to a question in Lok Sabha, Dr. Jaishankar said Indian representative at the UN Human Rights Council had recently pointed out that Pakistan is a country where human rights abuses, persecution of minorities and systematic erosion of democratic values are state policies.
We track very closely the treatment of minorities in Pakistan. Just in the month of February, there were 10 cases of atrocities against the Hindu community, 7 of them related to abduction and forcible conversion. There were 3 incidents relating to the Sikh community in Pakistan. In one case, a Sikh family was attacked. In another case, Sikh family was threatened because of the reopening of an old Gurdwara. There were 2 cases pertaining to the Ahmadiyya community. In one case, a mosque was sealed in one, and in another case, 40 graves were desecrated. And there was one case pertaining to the Christian community.
Replying to another question, the External Affairs Minister said, New Delhi also tracks the well-being of the minorities in Bangladesh. The Indian Ports Bill 2025 was today introduced in the Lok Sabha. The legislation seeks to consolidate the law relating to ports, promote integrated port development, facilitate ease of doing business and ensure the optimum utilization of India's coastline. Introducing the bill, Union Ports, Shipping and Waterways Minister Sarbanand Sonowal said it provides for adjudicatory mechanisms for the redressal of port-related disputes. Union Minister for Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnaw, said that the government has taken several measures to protect critical infrastructure and private data against cyber attacks. In reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnaw said that cyber attack poses a big challenge and the government has taken comprehensive legal and technical steps to create awareness among the people against cyber crimes. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till noon today following uproar over the issue of alleged objectionable remarks made by Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman against the 16th century Rajput king Rana Sanga. When the House assembled for the day, the Treasury bench members raised the issue and demanded the Samajwadi Party leader to apologize for his comments. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said national heroes should not be insulted and members should be very sensitive while making comments on such personalities.
Rana Sanga was such a venerable figure. He lost his one hand, he lost his one leg, he lost half of his body fighting valiantly. We have heroes all over. We have Shivaji, we have Rana Sanga, we have Maharana Pratap, we have Birsa Munda. I would therefore want this house to unanimously endorse that as members of this house, we will maintain highest rectitude.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged the members to respect the chairman's directive and refrain from insulting the national heroes.
Rana Sangha ko lekar ke jo vaktitva diya agar yahan se hata bhi diya wo bahar social media aur news mein to wo to bilkul chal raha hai aur sun ke kisi ko kaise manzoor hoga jo bhasha aur jis lehje mein mananiya sadasya ji ne Rana Sangha ke bare mein bola hai isliye main aapke baat ko sehmat karte hue mera taraf se ye darkhast hai aap bhi khule taur par aise statement ko khandan kijiye.
Union Minister Piyush Goyal also took strong exception to the remarks of the Samajwadi Party leader, saying that it is condemnable. Leader of the opposition Mallikarjun Kharge also emphasized that everyone who has fought for the country should be respected. He, however, said attacking the house of an MP and taking law in hands by the protester is not appropriate.
आप जो बातें कहीं राणा संघा के बारे में राणा प्रताप जी के बारे में उन सब का हम सम्मान करते हैं दूसरी बात मैंने ये कहा कि कोई बात का आपको और उनमें मतभेद है तो इसका मतलब ये नहीं किसी का घर जलाओ किसी के घर के ऊपर बुलडोजर लगाओ.
The issue related to alleged objectionable comments on Rana Sangha was also raised in the Lok Sabha. Amid the noisy scenes, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. Now we take you live to our correspondent Divakar for more updates. Divakar, what are the highlights of the day at the parliament so far?
Anuja, the proceeding of Lok Sabha has just resumed and the House is taking up discussion on the carriage of goods by Sea Bill 2024. Earlier, Indian Ports Bill 2025 was introduced in the House. Private members' business is also listed in today's list of business in the Lok Sabha. Anuja, in the Rajya Sabha, the House is holding discussion on protection of interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. As today is Friday, the upper house is also scheduled to take up private members' business. Earlier, the issue related to alleged objectionable comments made by Samajwadi Party MP Ramji Lal Suman on Rana Sangha was raised in both the houses of parliament. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon over the issue, while the noisy scene was created by the members over the comment in the Lok Sabha. In the morning, the Lok Sabha took up oral and written questions related to chemicals and fertilizers, defense, external affairs, health, law and justice, and port and shipping ministries. Answering a question on fertilizers, chemicals and fertilizers minister J.P. Nadda asserted that government has stabilized the price of fertilizers in the country. He said DAP and urea are being provided at subsidized rate to the farmers. In the Rajya Sabha, also several important oral and written questions were asked. Replying to a question on exports of fruits, the government said that in the last 5 years, export of fruits has recorded a growth of over 47%. Anuja.
Yeah, thank you so much, Divakar, for these updates. Moving on, the Supreme Court today dismissed a plea seeking the registration of an FIR against Justice Yashwant Verma, former Delhi High Court judge, over the alleged recovery of illicit cash at his official residence. A bench of Justice Abhay Oka and Justice Ujjal Bhuiya heard the petition and asked to conclude the internal investigation. The Supreme Court was today informed by the Punjab government that it has cleared the protesting farmers from the Shambhu and Kannauri borders near Haryana and also cleared the National Highway for free traffic movement. Advocate General of Punjab Gurminder Singh also informed the Apex Court that the veteran leader of the protesters, Jagjeet Singh Dallewal, has ended his hunger protest today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Several people are feared dead after two back-to-back massive earthquakes of magnitudes 7.7 and 6.4 on Richter scale jolted Myanmar today. The massive quakes, whose epicenter was near Sagaing, led to collapse of the iconic Awa Bridge in the country's Mandalay, reportedly collapsed into the Irrawaddy River and several buildings. Strong tremors were also felt around 900 kilometers away in Thailand's capital Bangkok, forcing people to run out of their homes. People from several buildings were evacuated as they swayed due to the impact of the quake. The Prime Minister of Thailand has declared a state of emergency. Thailand's Department of Disaster Prevention said the quake was felt in almost all the regions of the country. Mild tremors were felt in West Bengal and Manipur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the earthquake which occurred in Myanmar and Thailand today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi prayed for the safety and well-being of the citizens of Myanmar and Thailand. He added that India stands ready to offer all possible assistance and asked the External Affairs Ministry to remain in touch with the governments of Myanmar and Thailand. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that the country will undergo polls on the 3rd of May this year for general elections. Mr. Albanese made the announcement at a press conference in the Parliament House.
On the 3rd of May, you choose the way forward. Your vote has never been more important, and your choice has never been more clear. This election is a choice between Labor's plan to keep building or Peter Dutton's promise to cut. Only Labor is acting on the cost of living. Only a vote for Labor will keep your wages growing. Take 20% off your student debt and cut taxes again and again for every taxpayer next year and the year after. And only a vote for Labor is a vote for stronger Medicare.
The major fight in polls will be between Prime Minister Albanese's centre-left Labour Party, which is seeking a second three-year term, and his key opposition leader Peter Dutton's Conservative coalition. The key issues in Australia are high costs of living, shortage of housing, and increased interest rates. Global financial services company Morgan Stanley, in a report, has stated that India and Japan are the least exposed economies to U.S. trade tariffs owing to domestic demand strength. Recently, the U.S. has imposed a 25% tariff on auto imports, which is expected to hit Japan and South Korea the hardest. The United States has halted its financial contributions to the World Trade Organization, WTO, as part of a broader effort by President Donald Trump's administration to cut government spending. The move is in line with President Trump's America First economic policies, which have led to reduced U.S. engagement with global institutions. His administration has previously withdrawn from the World Health Organization and reduced the funding for other international organizations. On to sports. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has crypted history at the Miami Open by becoming the oldest player to reach semifinal of the ATP Masters 1000. The 37-year-old Serbian achieved this feat by defeating American Sebastian Korda with an impressive win in the quarterfinals this morning. He surpassed Roger Federer, who made to the Final Four at Indian Wells and Miami Open at the age of 37 years and 7 months in 2019. Djokovic, who is looking for his 7th Miami Open title, will now face Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov later tonight at 12:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In squash, India's Anahat Singh and Abhay Singh have entered the singles finals of the Indian Open 2025 in Mumbai. Anahat will take on Helen Tang of Hong Kong in the title clash of women's singles this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8:15 p.m. On the other hand, Abhay Singh will lock horns with another Egyptian, Karim El Torki, in the summit clash of men's singles today. The match will begin at 7:15 p.m. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore will face host Chennai Super Kings this evening. The match will start from 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Lucknow Super Giants defeated hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-nation visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka next week to attend 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok and hold bilateral talks with top leadership in Colombo. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India closely tracking treatment of minorities in Pakistan and raising the issue at the international level. Rajya Sabha witnesses uproar over Samajwadi Party MP's alleged remarks against 16th century Rajput king Rana Sangha. Several feared dead as two massive earthquakes hit Myanmar. Strong tremors felt in Bangkok. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calls general election for 3rd of May. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic scripts history at Miami Open by becoming the oldest player to reach ATP Masters 1000 semi-final. And with that, we end the midday news.